Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're so worthy.
Lord, you're so worthy.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love.
Sing it again, Debbie.
Lord, I love you.
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 Oh, I love you.
You are worthy.
Lord, you're so worthy. Lord, so worthy.
You are worthy.
You're so worthy.
You are worthy.
We're going to sing it one more time unto the Lord.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love.
Lord, I love you.
You are worthy.
Just so worthy.
You are worthy.
So very, very worthy.
You are worthy.
He's worthy.
You are worthy.
Oh, so worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you that you come to be with us in the shepherd group. Thank you that you come to share with us. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're ministering right now, Father. We just praise you. We just thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for how you've made your way into our lives and into this meeting. Hallelujah. We just glorify you. Thank you, Lord, and we magnify you and give you thanks and give you glory. Worthy is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's worthy. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Father, just let me be in your presence, God. Lord, let me never fall away from me, God. Lord, let me always be able to rest in you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Folks, I just love him right now. This is only our second week here in this shepherd group, and it is a step of faith, and God is ministering, and you're with us, and I'm thankful for those who are online through Google Meet who are sharing to be with us. But God, in the name of the Lord, I just pray that, Lord God, you bless, and Lord, that you would add to this group such as should be saved, those who need to be tended to, those who need a shepherd, and God, you'll bless. He's done it before. He's done it many times. We've had over 48 different groups that we have started through the years, over 48 different groups, and more possibly. And every time God has always met with us and always touched and always began a good work. And we thank the Lord for it. Amen. Praise God. Looks like the recording of the audio is working, so I'm thankful for that. And appreciate everybody being with us tonight. Hallelujah. Debbie, thank you for ministry and song. Thank you for this time together. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. We are beginning in this covenant group, first of all, with covenant and the kingdom. Covenant with the kingdom. It's a series that I've taught for years. And if you need a book and you are not part of this group, but you're going to be with us maybe on a Google Meet like this or otherwise, or you have never received this teaching, you can call the office either at Covenant of Grace Ministry or get a hold of myself. You can email us as well at cgmfinc.com, and email us there. cgmfinc@gmail.com, cgmfinc@gmail.com. And or your shepherd leaders there in the meetings you're in right now, they can get a hold of these books or I'll get them to them, okay? Covenant in the Kingdom. It's a big one, too. It's about 414 pages. I usually use this study to go beyond what we have in the Foundation series, in the Foundation Truth series, which is phenomenal. That is a book written by Derek Prince. But these groups and studies that we do in the Covenant Kingdom help you to understand kind of what we're trying to do at Covenant and the partnership we have and what Covenant's all about and also what it means between us and the Lord. And you get a whole understanding of God's Word, and there's a lot to cover. And in the midst of it, we have other studies and things that many of you have been a part of. And folks here that will become a part of this shepherd group will be blessed as well. Anybody who hears this recording and you might not be in church, you might not be going someplace, or you are at a church and you want to grow in your relationship with God, come with us here. We are at, it's J Street and 24th Street, St. Martin of Tours Episcopal Church, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be here. You can fellowship with us and God can minister. That's St. Martin of Tours, 24th and J Street. And at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays, we'll be together and sharing together the word of life and being blessed together and encouraging one another in our faith walk and to know Jesus and to be partners with him for eternity and to know the life that's in the power of the Lord, the life that's in the presence of God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Ephesians, hallelujah. It's just getting better. I just love doing this. I know people kind of get tired of hearing me saying it, but I just love doing this. I have pastored churches the old traditional way. I've pastored churches the way it's supposed to, quote, be done. I've done that, and I've been tempted by people to try to see this ministry become a mega ministry. But this is a Jesus ministry, and this is a begat ministry. One begats another. We minister and share, and we mentor and apprentice, and we see ministers come out and serve the Lord and honor the Lord, and people go forth in the kingdom. And I am thankful to God we are commissioning people for the purpose of the kingdom and changing lives through the power of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. People are getting baptized. People are getting saved. And we're coming together and we're two or more gathered in his name. He is in the midst. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm 63 years old and this thing just never gets old. Hallelujah. Serving Jesus is a blast. Amen. Let's start with verse 3 if we can, just because I'm looking at these scriptures and I really like these scriptures. So let's begin with verse 3 if we can of chapter 4 of Ephesians. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. So there's one body, that's the body of Christ, one Spirit, that's the Lord, obviously, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. One. And verse 6, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You know, I could take weeks in this lesson, but we don't have that time to do so. And if you get these notes, you'll see all the scripture we've packed into this. And you'll be able to study it and grow in it. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste. Last week we talked about deception. And the master of deception, the enemy, Satan. And how Satan tries to keep us from trusting the Word of God. And to doubt the Word of God. So to mitigate his authority. Mitigate who he is. The one God. And try to say that, oh, you can be gods. You, each and every one of you can be your own gods. God didn't want Adam and Eve to eat of a certain fruit because he was jealous almost in the sense that they could be like him. No. That's a deception. That's a lie from the pit of hell. He is the one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Almost sounds like a southerner there. Almost sounds in you all. Amen. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you. Eternal life is what? That they might know you. This whole thing about covenant and our faith in Christ Jesus is simple. It's to know Him. It's to know Him. This isn't about a lot of other things. Eternal life is that we may know Him, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent, John 17, verse 3. Jesus' statement concerning eternal life is very important to our study of God. We live in a pluralistic culture, which has many gods. A prevailing philosophy of today is, have it your way. People have created their own special gods based upon their own particular beliefs. Therefore, it is important that for us to look at how God has revealed Himself in the Scripture. And we're going to look into the one true God today. And I want you to realize, as you look at those Scriptures in Ephesians 4, and I pray that you'll write them down or you'll meditate upon them this week, it talks about one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I mean, you can have different flavors in a sense of maybe butterscotch, chocolate, etc., or whatever in the church, vanilla, it doesn't matter. But it all comes back to one, and that's God and your relationship with Him and to know Him. It all comes through the power of the Lord and the power of His Holy Spirit that makes this all work together in a covenant bond. Nothing else can substitute for it. But we're a pluralistic society, and everything we look at sometimes in life says, oh, there's an option. There's an option. Oh, there could be a different way. There could be a different thing. There could be a different philosophy, everything else. There might be other philosophies that are good. There might be other things that have some appeal. But when you get down to it, the philosophy of Jesus Christ and what He taught and what He lived and what He came to reiterate of the Father's intentions is what we need to operate therein and understand what truth is. Because the Bible says that He is the truth. And the truth will set you free. In our society today, we have a tough time because we don't know what truth is. Everywhere around about us, people are saying this, that, and the other thing. And they think if they say it enough, it can be truth. But it's not. It doesn't change a thing. Truth is truth. Jesus is truth. The Word of God has truth in it. Okay? You can't change the fact of what it is. But there are a lot of people that come around with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different things. And it's fabrication. It's a lie. It's a deception. It goes back to the garden. It goes back to the garden. Oh, you'll be as God. Pluralistic ideas, all sorts of things. Satan wants to keep you from finding Him. This is eternal life, that ye may know Him. Amen. Some words I want you to write down that you will consider in your study time, okay? And you'll get a little bit of understanding of here today. One is imminent. Imminent. I-M-M-A-N-E-N-T. That means nearness or closeness. Imminent. Nearness or closeness. And with God, it should be that way. I fell in love with Him one day. You know, I used to go to church. I used to have communion. I used to be religious. I used to enjoy myself. I felt a good little washing over when I had those kind of religious ceremonies and things. But when I got to know the God behind the ceremony and the anointing of God started to flow through the ceremony because I knew what it meant and the God who was in it, and I approached Him to know Him, it changed everything. Baptism had power. Hallelujah. Communion had power. You get my drift? Amen. It meant something. Pluralistic. Pluralistic. When used in a religious context, refers to a multitude of different religions and philosophies. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of them out there, and you could catch whatever flavor you want if you wanted to. But if you want to know Him, if you want to know God, if you want to see the living God in operation, I give you an invitation, and that's to Jesus Christ our Lord. And that He will guide you into truth. And the truth will set you free. Sovereign. one who possesses ultimate authority to rule. We don't like that in our culture too much. But our God is a sovereign God who possesses ultimate authority to rule. And you know something? My God doesn't take a vote. My God doesn't take a vote. He said, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, walk ye in it. His word is forever settled in heaven. It's not an opinion. It's not a judge's opinion. It's not a governmental opinion paper. It's written. It is the word of God. And he is sovereign. Supreme. Above and higher than all others. Supreme. Above and higher than all others. You might not like the Supreme Court the way it's operating today, but unfortunately or fortunately, it is above all others. Okay? Transcend. To be prior to, above, or beyond. To be prior to, above, or beyond. Remember those words if you could. Who is God? Who is God? And also put your finger in Genesis 1. 1 through 31, and I'm not going to read all those verses, but I want you to turn to Genesis 1, 1 through 31, okay, when we get into the concept of sovereign. But who is God? Perhaps no other question has been asked more frequently, pondered more deeply, or discussed more widely than who is God? At some time or another in the lives of each person, we wonder, is there a God? And if so, how does that relate to me? Now, most of the time when I get that kind of question, it comes when I'm dealing with people who have lost somebody. They wonder if there's a God. They are trying to understand what's just happened, what's going on, the loss they sense, etc. And they wonder, is there a God? Is there something? And I want you to know that there is something, and that is Jesus Christ. And that the Lord can give you hope, and not just hope, he can give you life, and that more abundantly. At some point, time or another, in our lives, in each person, we have that question, is there a God? Okay. The good news is that not only is there a God, but that he deeply desires to reveal himself to us. God has provided us with an account of himself, his relationship to mankind, and his plan for all the earth. And that account is recorded in the Bible, the covenant book. More will be said about the Bible in our study and its authority and its authenticity. And in the book, in the Word of God, it describes the Lord, his purposes, and his kingdom. In this lesson, we want to present the picture that the Bible paints of God. Each and every one of you have maybe a picture of God in your mind. Mine is a papa. He's papa to me. And that everything about God is like a caring father and how he shepherds me and he cares for me, etc. But I grew into that understanding. Years ago, I thought he was like, oh, well, the judgmental God or this kind of God or the impersonal one. But now I know him as that personal God who is my father who loves me. And despite my weaknesses, despite my failures, he's there for me. And he wants me to succeed. And I want you to know that your God, your Father, wants you to succeed. Did you get that, everyone? He wants you to succeed. God is the sovereign one. The Bible tells us that there is only one true God. He rules and reigns over all creation and all people. In fact, he created all things. He controls all things and he sustains all things. God is not only the Lord, but he is the Father of all. In my estimation, creation is unique. Whether you believe in seven created days or whatever, the fact that the earth is just where it needs to be, that this planet is just the way it is, it has been put in this place where this canopy once was around the earth and had this perfect dichotomy that kept creation in order, etc. It has gone through different stages, and how the Lord has kept, ministered, and brought about humanity is an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. And we are fearfully and masterfully created by the Lord in such a wonderful way. And we are an awesome creation because God has made us an awesome creation. Now, because of sin, because of its sickness, we have seen paradise lost in the sense of what God had prefigured for us. But through the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit and this new and everlasting covenant, we have a way through the cross whereby we can cross through the pathway of the blood and we can find ourselves receiving His grace and see the power and the hope of the resurrection and the infilling of His Spirit so that we can become the children of God because of His grace that never, ever, ever gives up on us. It never gives up on us. Now turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 21. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. And the scriptures say verses 1 through 31. I'm just going to give you a little bit of taste of those scriptures. I'm not going to read the whole thing, okay? All right. And I want you to go down to, let's go first to verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. There was no debate in the beginning. He just created the heaven and earth. He doesn't start the scriptures from the beginning of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, in the book of Genesis with, well, this is who I am. Explain Himself and try to give you an understanding of who He is. He just says, in the beginning, God, the great I am, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. God said, God spoke creation into existence. He just spoke it. It was just simply that way. And the Lord brought it about. And He can speak those things that are. And He could speak into your life those things that are to be. If you'll allow Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can see produce a new life just like He gave life to this earth. Just like He gave life to us. Look down to verse 22 if you will. And God blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply. And fill the waters and the sea and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God blessed them. God blesses His creation, both that which He has created physically in the form of our earth and that which we are His people, His covenant bride. Look down at verse 26. Excuse me. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created him male and female. He created them. And He gave dominion. He gave authority to we as humanity. But He also gave us responsibility. He gave us responsibility. And so many times it's in that responsibility we fall short. We understand sometimes His authority. We sometimes understand those kind of things, but when it comes to the responsibility, we're not all so keen. There's a lot of preachers, there's a lot of teachers, and a lot of people in the body of Christ who try to teach with authority, okay? But they don't want to take much responsibility sometimes for what they're saying and doing. And because of that, there's a lack of integrity within the body of Christ. There's a lack of integrity in His kingdom. And our God is a God of integrity. He's the one true God. Jesus lived on earth and He sinned not. And He wants us to walk after His likeness and to be filled with His holiness. So we should endeavor to be filled with His Spirit that we might be made after His image and reflect His image and allow Him to take us on the potter's wheel and be molded in that image. Otherwise, we will not walk in a responsible manner in our going forth and ministering and teaching the Word of God and walking as those who are under His authority. Amen. But God has created. He's spoken things into being. There's no debate that He is God. And He's put us in this place to bear fruit. We are supposed to multiply after our own kind. And things in creation are supposed to multiply after its kind. That's a responsibility we have. We as believers in Christ Jesus are supposed to go and make disciples in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not just sit there and reiterate the gospel, but to explain and help and mold and shape. God is the sovereign one. Now let's turn to Psalm 33, verse 6 through 9. Are you with me, guys? All right, Psalm 33, 6 through 9. I don't know how exactly long I'm going to be, but I'm going to be as long as I'm going to be. Oh, man, I tell you, praise God, glory to God. All right, so we want the book of Psalm. And what scripture did I say? Chapter 33, 6 through 9.
What verse?
Chapter 33, 6 through 9. I had it and I lost it twice. Okay, we're there. 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the deep and the depth in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And he breathed life. Jesus, one time in the New Testament, breathed upon the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." We need to receive His Spirit and the breath of God into our lives that we might take that which God has and become the vessels of honor that the Lord wants us to be. It can't be about me. It can't be about my perception. It can't be about my knowledge. It can't be about what I want to see done. What has to be done is that I walk after the will and the premise of the Lord and to fulfill His word and allow Him to breathe life into me each and every day. And when I take upon His Spirit, I live in righteousness and holiness and allow Him to be the all-sufficient one. And when I do so, I am blessed. When I do so, I am blessed. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation 4, verse 11. I can't get to all these scriptures that I could share with you today, but there's a lot of scripture in our study about the one true God. Revelation 4, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take... I'm in chapter 3, sorry. That's a good scripture, though. That's a good scripture, but that's not the one I'm looking for. Verse 11 of chapter 4, I apologize. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's read that one more time. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, for thy pleasure they are and were created. First of all, He is the Lord, and He receives honor and glory and power. And He created all things, secondly, and third of all, for His pleasure they were created. We have been created of His pleasure. The Bible tells us that there is only one true God. He rules and reigns over all creation, all people. In fact, He created all things. He controls all things and He sustains all things. God is not only the Lord, but He is the Father of us all. God is also eternal. He's eternal. Turn back to the book of Psalms, chapter 90, verse 1 and 2. 90, 1 and 2. Here we go, guys. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. From everlasting to everlasting. There's a song that we love to sing. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Why is that? Because we know He is from beginning to end and everything in between. If you need something that is going to work out in your life, it's found in Him. He is the all in all. And all the attributes of God, His holiness, His mercy, His grace, His healing power are all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. He is the eternal one. And there's no battle He hasn't won. There's no obstacle He hasn't been confronted with. He is the Lord. And He has a plan for you. And He's a way of escape. He has an opportunity for you. He has work that He wants you to do. But you've got to be faithful and take up responsibility. Amen. He has authority. He has power. And He has the ability to give you all things that pertain to life and godliness. That's what the scripture says. So if He can give me all things that pertains to life and godliness, He's got it all covered. But too many times we don't go back to knowing Him. And it's in that first statement we made, this is eternal life, that they may know you. It's in being personal in a relationship with Him, knowing Him, understanding Him, and His desires that sees the fruit of the Lord in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Psalm 102, 25 through 27. Psalm 102, 25 through 27. So just a few scriptures over and you'll have that. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. 25 through 27. I've taught this a couple of times, but I enjoy it every single time. Psalm 102, 25 through 27. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the world, the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and the years shall have no end. Notice something here. Things are going to perish. Things are going to fade away. I don't like it, but I'm going to get old. And I'm not claiming it right now. I think age hasn't done me too bad here. Amen. Come on now, church. Be nice. Hallelujah. But, you know, but things wax old. Things break down. That's in nature. That's why we go about and we try to restore constantly, right? We try to help out, or we replace. We replace and restore, replace and restore, replace and restore. Our time period here on earth is numbered. I don't like that, but that's the way it is. But one day, if you know Him, if you have a relationship with Him, you have nothing to fear, because you're going to go one day and be in His presence, because you followed after Him and you loved Him and you allowed Him to live through your life and you were fruitful and you multiplied and you enjoyed the things of God and you allowed the Lord to be good and minister through your heart and life and you allowed the fruit of the Spirit to be in your life and you touched people and you ministered lives and you showed forth the love of God. Hallelujah, there's hope. One day I'm going to walk with Him. Years ago, there's only been a couple times in my life where I can say I've seen dreams and visions, or God came to me and spoke to me. And I told you about some of those instances, only one or two with an angel that I can verify, two at least and maybe more, but two for sure. And then that God gave me vision or dream. And one of the times He gave me a vision was of heaven, and that I had left this earth. And I just wanted to stay there. And I was not in heaven, but I was on the threshold. And I saw the beauty of it, et cetera, from a vistage. And I just wanted to be. But there was so much love and everything there. I was spoken to by a voice. And that voice said, it's not your time now, but I want you to know that I love you and I care for you and that things are going to work out. And these people in your life that you're dealing with right now, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of it. And things are going to be well with you. And you are going to see signs and wonders. And He gave me a word for a couple people. I wrote it down for Bishop Tice and a couple folks. He gave me a word for them in that vision, and I shared it with them, and I wrote it down. I still have it written down in my Google Cloud right now. And there were for a couple. One was for a warning, and that was not to Brother Tice. Amen, glory to God. That was a blessing. But it was to one individual that there was a strict warning But for all the others, it was blessing. But I want you to know, God does that kind of thing as you walk with Him and get to know Him. And He shows the way. If you want to know Him, this is eternal life, that you may know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Have you heard His voice ever? Have you felt like He was there in the room with you? Have you seen a miracle? Have you just had somebody visit you and you know it was an angel of God or someone sent by God? The Lord will make His way present with you in reality if you give Him an opportunity. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, He never grows old. And one day, if you follow Him, you'll walk on streets of gold. You'll see the grace of God and you'll know Him in the power of the resurrection. I'm going to try to speed up, and I won't promise to finish this, so let's just take a few more minutes. God is the eternal one, though. Not only is God the sovereign ruler of all things, but He is eternal. That is, He is without ending or beginning. But God was God before time existed. And He will be God when time ends. In fact, God Himself created time, and He stands outside of it. Or to put it another way, He is the God who was. He transcends time. The God who is, He created time. And the God who is to come, He will end time. Write that down if you can. I'm going to give it to you one more time. He's the God who was. He transcends time. The God who is, He created time. The God who is to come, He will end time. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1, 4 through 18. Revelation 1, 4 through 18. If you become a part of covenant ministry ever, you'll get a lot of word. We use the Word of God. We study the Bible. I don't know about you, but that's what we study. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, not falsely, not with hypocrisy, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Revelation 1, 4 through 18. John to the churches, the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. God hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. And they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Just like I was talking about there, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Have you ever been in the Spirit? And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, and unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Amen. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of the mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining of the strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell. He is the Alpha and the Omega. The God who was, the God who is, and the God is to come. His blood cleansed me one day. His spirit came to me one day. And his love has never left me. Amen. We're going to close with one more section. God is complete and all-knowing. And thank you for being with us tonight. And thank you for getting into the Word of God with us tonight. Amen. God is not reliant upon anything or anyone. God is not reliant. He wants us to be a part of His creation. He wants us to serve Him. He wants us to be a part of His program. But God is not reliant upon anything or anyone. You are replaceable. I am replaceable. The scripture tells us that He'd make the rocks and the stones to cry out. Right? Amen. We are replaceable. He wants us, though, to be His children, and He wants us to be faithful. He is absolutely complete in Himself, and He depends on nothing else. Though He is distinct from creation, He is not divorced from creation. In fact, creation itself is dependent upon Him. All creation is dependent upon the great I Am. God is all-knowing and is acquainted with every detail of His creation. We refer to this as His omniscience, His all-knowingness. Simply put, God knows everything. He already knows about it. He knows about the hurts. He knows about the pain. He knows about the torment. He knows about what you're going through, even before you ask Him or talk to Him about it. He knows. He knows all the events, all the creatures, all the time, past, present, and future. God knows all people, for He created each one. He knows you by name. God knows you better than yourself. He even knows you better than you know yourself. God knows your motives, what is in your heart, your thoughts, what is in your mind, and your status, whether you are saved or lost. Motives, thoughts, and status. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your mind, whether you're saved or lost, your status. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's close, if we could, with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Amen. I'm not going to get into God is holy. That'll be fun to get into next week. And I'll use that to dovetail into our next lesson. Amen. But Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. I'm on a journey. I don't know about you, but I'm on a journey. And it's a journey of faith. It started with faith. It's going to end in faith. Where are you going to put your trust, my friends? Where are you going to put your trust? Is it in Jesus Christ, mutual life? Hallelujah. That's the insurance company for me. Verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. Did you hear that? Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. You can't hide anything from God. I can't hide anything from God. I'm an open book before the Lord. And you are too. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him whom we have to do. It's all open to Him. Everything. You and I are open books to the Lord. And how we choose to be read of Him and to relate to Him and to surrender to Him means everything in the world. Amen. Jesus, an open book. Won't you read every page of my heart? Jesus, won't you take a look and help me find a brand new start? Jesus, I'm an open book. Won't you read every page of my heart? Jesus, won't you take a look and help me find a brand new start? Oh, Jesus, I'm an open book. Won't you read every page of my heart? Jesus, won't you take a look and help me find a brand new start? One more time. Jesus, I'm an open book. Won't you read every page of my heart? Jesus, won't you take a look and help me find a brand new start. Amen. That's an old book, an old song that Dallas Holm used to sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have come to be with us today and we have come to share with you today. I just thank you, Lord, for your presence, and I thank you for this word, and I thank you for all those who've listened in and those who've been a part tonight, and thank you for those who've shared in song and prayed and come before your face. Lord, we just lay our hearts before you, Lord. I want to know you. I want you to know me. And God, you already know me, God. And I just open myself up to you afresh and say, Lord, I surrender every part of my heart. Help my motives to be those motives that are right. Help me to have my motives to be pure. Yes, Lord. Cleanse me with your blood and help me, O Lord, to make every effort to allow you to change me and to mold me into the image you want me to be. And God, help me to see your work done in my life. And God, you can operate upon me in any way, shape, or form you want. God, I might not like the surgery you have to perform on me. It might hurt. It might be painful. It might not be what I need, but God, I need you. I need you in my heart. I need you in my life. I need you to show me the way. And God, reveal it to me, your grace, and help me to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. And God, I pray right now in my body there are things that are not right. I know that, God, there's some things the doctor says I need to pay some attention to. And I just pray, God, that, Lord, you'd heal my body. You touch my body. Lord, hallelujah, God. I just pray, God, that you'd make me every whit whole. I pray that by your stripes I'm made whole through faith in your name. I walk by faith, not by sight. And I know that you are the one who rewards our faith. Hallelujah. And you show forth your love. And Lord, you're the God who answers prayer. I don't pray in vain. I don't just say I'm praying for you. I know that God, when I call upon your name, I know a God who can answer from heaven. And I know that you answer our prayers. And Lord, you're committed to your people. And you know about us. And you know what's going on in our lives. And God, I am not alone. And I pray, oh God, that you will allow each and every one who hears this message and has tonight that we are not alone. And he sees it all. And thank you, God, that you're working in our lives, blessing our hearts, and challenging us so very much. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week, 5:00, guys. If you want to be a part, be a part. Come with us online, whatever it might be. And I pray that God has blessed you tonight. In Jesus' name. Dr. Morgan, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part with us. Brother Cosgrove, thank you for my group, your group, being a part with us. Thank you, Brother McClintock. Thank you, Sean. I didn't know you were on this thing, brother. I thought you were out of town. We got to talk. appreciate you, Sean, and appreciate. What? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we love you all. Thank you guys for putting up with me along this pathway. I know sometimes I'm hard to deal with, and sometimes I'm bullheaded, and sometimes I make mistakes, but I'm trying to walk with Him, and I want to know Jesus. Amen. And I hope you'll go on this journey with me. Amen. God bless every one of you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm closing it up now, guys. Turn it off. Goodbye. Goodbye.